Some smokers and pub owners in Ireland are staging a smoke-in to protest the country's 3-month-old smoking ban. Pubs have been filled with defiant smokers, and the government is not amused. It sent health inspectors out to enforce the ban and promised court action and fines. In County Cork, in the south of Ireland, we reached pub owner Danny Brogan, who's joined the protest and allowed his patrons to light up. He spoke with us from another busy local bar that's defying the smoking ban, called Paddy the Farmers.
There is indeed a large crowd behind us, and each and every one of us are all smoking. Our pints are in front of us. If you could only see their faces, everybody very, very happy.
Why wouldn't it be possible for people who want to smoke and have a pint at your pub to just step outside, have a cigarette, and come back in? What's the problem with that?
We have rainy days here too, you know that. And by 3 months' time, we're going to have very, very cold weather. And we're putting old folk out on the streets to have their smoke. I know of one old man, 96 years of age. He obeys the law so much. He gets up off the bar counter to walk outside in the cold to smoke his pipe for about 2 or 3 minutes. I know of another old lady who lives by herself. And what this lady looks forward to every evening, going up and meeting all the old gentlemen in the pub and having an old chat with them about how are things in the locality and whatever. And all she has is her mug of tea and 4 or 5 cigarettes. Now, that lady, a week after this law came in, that lady has stayed at home, which I find very, very sad and distressing.
You're making this sound like a flagrant human rights violation, aren't you?
It is a human rights. Oh, God, yes.
I'm sure you understand that the health ministry would say smoking is bad for the health of the workers and the other folks of the pub who don't smoke, and there's no point in it being in there.
Well, I'm not saying it's bad for you. I know of one particular guy, you know, he gave up the smoking 6 months ago, and he's now in the hospital. The valves to his lungs are all clogged up, and it's because of the fact he gave up the smoking.
Uh-huh. It's a nasty-sounding cough you have there, Mr. Brogan.
I tell you, do you know when I got this cough? It was a week after the ban came in, because what I do is run out the back, take 3 or 4 puffs out of my cigar, and run back in without inhaling it, and it's all logged in my chest. That is factual. Never, ever had a cough in my life.
Until the ban came in?
Yeah.
Do you figure that health inspectors might be coming to your pub to tell people to put out the cigarettes?
The health inspectors are in and out about 10 times a day.
And what do they do?
They walk around to see is anybody. We keep an eye on them. We know who they are. And all cigarettes out right away.
Ah, you know they're coming.
No, we don't. We have lookouts for them.
Have you gotten any sort of notice from the government that if you don't comply that you might be facing a summons or an injunction?
Oh, yeah. Our license will be taken off us.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to be another statistic on the door. That is it.
Collecting unemployment.
I can't afford to sell. And I'm finding it difficult to carry on. And that's it. People tooting the horn and waving to us, saying good luck, lads, keep it going. You heard them there in the background.
Well, Danny Brogan, thanks very much for talking with us.
Melissa, it's lovely, and God bless everybody in America, and God bless all smokers.
Pub owner Danny Brogan speaking with us from a friend's bar in County Cork, Ireland.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.